today's shiur in the Masechta Bei Daf Chof Dalad, and we will begin on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, the new parak, the new Mishnah. Teaches us the Mishnah, in Sodin Dogim Rabirim Yontif, one may not catch fish from a fish pound on Yontif. And Rashi explains that although we learned in the previous parak that cooking, baking is permitted on Yontif, but teaches us, our Mishnah says, Rashi, that is only cooking and baking. Seder, catching, is Osir on Yontif. And most Mepharshim explain that Rashi holds that the Isser to catch fish on Yontif is Midrabonon. Midaraisa, or Malachas Amutur. Just Midrabonon, Chazal told us, just the bottom said fishing should not be done in Yontif. And there are a number of ways of explaining why. One pshat is that Rashi holds that since catching fish from Erev Yontif would not really affect the fish, because they would be just as good, or almost just as good, if they were caught on Yontif. So Chazal told us, don't catch them on Yontif, catch them in Erev Yontif. And as the Megine Shloim explains, even if the person attempted to catch the fish in Erev Yontif and he wasn't able to catch anything, so according to this reasoning he should be allowed to catch on Yontif. Or perhaps he got unexpected guests and therefore he should be allowed to catch fish in Yontif. However, says the Megine Shloim, that Rashi will hold that once Chazal said that fishing is prohibited on Yontif, Chazal don't make any differentiation and they prohibited all fishing. Another explanation in the understanding of Rashi given by the Rishonim is because the Ran explains it that way. Usually fish are caught in large quantity, and since they're caught usually in a bulk, Chazal was concerned that one would trap fish on Yontif for after Yontif, which of course we've learned so many times is also to do anything on Yontif for after Yontif. The Rosh explains that catching fish looks like an Ovd D'chol, a weekday activity, and that's why Chazal said fish should not be caught on Yontif. I saw another pshat. The Magen Mishnah says this pshat. He says every Yontif by Kiddush, we say, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We commemorate the Yom Tovim, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, we were Avodim. We were slaves. So, says the Magen Mishnah, an activity that doesn't look like one is a slave is permitted on Yontif. Oichel Nefesh. Everybody needs to cook and bake. And therefore, the Torah G'dayshah allows us to cook and bake on Yontif. However, an activity like fishing, trapping, which looks not like I'm just doing something for myself, it looks like I'm an Eved, I'm a servant, and this is my job, that I have to catch fish, have to catch animals on behalf of my owner, is also on Yontif, because that defies the entire spirit of Yontif. The spirit of Yontif is to show cheres, not to show Avdus. The Rambam has a different approach to our Mishnah. He says that any animal or fish which was not captured before Yontif is Muksa. And therefore, says the Rambam, Chazal said Seder is Osir on Yontif. Tosfos, however, has a different approach. Because basically, according to Rashi and the Rambam's understanding of our Mishnah, as we've explained, we're dealing with an Issur D'Rabbanan. However, Tosfos says that it's an Issur D'Oraisa. Tosfos says that although Melachos are mutter for Oichel Nefesh, as Tosfos has taught us since Daf Gimel, not all Melachos are mutter on Yontif, only Melisha Ve'elech, only when we look at the list of Melachos in Paraklal Godel and Masechta Shabbos, from the Melacha Melisha on, those Melachos are Mutter L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. Says Tosfos, Seder is similar to Kaitzer. Kaitzer means you uproot something where it grows. Seder is you're taking an animal, a fish, from where it grows, from where it's nurtured. And therefore, says Tosfos, Seder is also in Yontif. It's not in the category of Melachis that are mutter on Yontif. And the halach is that indeed trapping is also on Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says that if one lays a trap and the animal is not caught instantaneously, he just lays out the trap, that is not an Issa D'Oraisa, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Or similarly, the Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody has a dog chase after an animal to catch it, since it's not caught instantly, that's not called Seder D'Oraisa, that's only called Seder D'Rabbanan. And the same shaila comes up regarding if an insect is bothering one, someone, what may he or may he not do on Yontif? So Mishnah Berurah says, if they to bite a person, killing the insect is never permissible. The best thing to do is to try to chase it away, and that would be permissible. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if chasing it away will not work, then one may pick it up with its hand and place it elsewhere. But still, as we said, he may never kill an insect. So says the Mishnah, Ain't sudden digger in a bibber miyontif, one may not catch the fish from the fish pond in yontif. Avot sudden chayva oif min a bibber, one may capture a bird or an animal from the enclosures when they were trapped before yontif. For noisnul's name is Zonis, and we may give food to these animals. So as Rashi explains, to fish one may never give food, because when fish are in a pond, all they need to eat is water and the earth, which are both available to them in the pond, and therefore one may not feed fish on Yontif. However, animals, when they're entrapped, don't have their food easily available to them, and therefore food may be given to them. Says Rashi, why, if the animal is not trapped, or the fish, may we not feed it? Because it's a tircha. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that the reason Chazal said we can't feed them on Yontif is because we may come to trap. So any animal which is not trapped, we may not feed it because we may come to do Issur Tzedek. And the explanation of Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, as we explained a moment ago, is as follows. According to Tosfos, capturing an animal, catching a fish on Yontif, is an Issa D'Oraisa. So therefore, Chazal made a gzeira, don't feed these animals or fish, because you may come to do the Issa D'Oraisa of Tzedek. According to Rashi, there is no Issa D'Oraisa by Tzedek. It's only Issa D'Rabbanan, as we explained. So therefore, we can't make a gzeira, don't feed it, because you may come to catch it, if catching itself is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Therefore, Rashi explains the concern is tircha. However, once we learn this din, there is a shaylon to menhagim that Klal Yisrael have. Klal Yisrael have a minig that on Shabbos Shira they put out crumbs for the birds. But our Mishnah taught us that birds that we're not supposed to feed, that are not under our control, we're not supposed to feed. So how can we put out crumbs for the birds? So according to Tosfos' explanation, some of us want to say that perhaps Chazal made this gezeira only on Yontif, but not on Shabbos. Because since on Yontif, people are somewhat accustomed to doing melacha, so Chazal said, we don't want you, Chas v'Sholem, to do the melacha Seder, which according to Tosfos is an Issa D'Oraisa. So they said, don't feed the animals, don't feed the birds either. However, on Shabbos, where it's less likely that people will come to do the Melachat Seder, therefore, Chazal will allow us to feed, to put out bird feed on Shabbos. But that will work only according to Tosfos. But according to Rashi, that the concern is Tircha, so just like it's a Tircha on Yontif, it's a Tircha on Shabbos. So how could one put out food for the birds on Shabbos Shira? And the same question is regarding Tashlich, where many people have the minig when they go to Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah, they take along bread to throw into the river, to the, wherever they do Tashlich, and here we're saying that you're not allowed to feed it. And in fact, the Magen Avraham says that when it comes to putting out the crumbs on Shabbos Shira, they should put out before Shabbos Shira. I saw another variation of that sack, is that the crumbs should be put out over before Shabbos, and you could put something to cover those crumbs, and then on Shabbos just take off the cover. And the Maril says that if one is going to say Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah, he should not take bread with him to throw, as we're learning that you're not allowed to feed fish that are not fish on Yom Tov. In fact, the Shem Tzion HaHalacha says that this may be the source for the minig that a lot of people don't say Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah. They only say Tashlich during the Seder Yemei Tshuva, because the minig was to take along bread. As we're learning now, the Maril says bread should not be taken on Yom Tov based on our Mishnah. However, the Meiri says that the Isser of feeding fish and animal only applies a feeding which involves effort. Merely throwing some crumbs, which really doesn't involve effort, is mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan says that maybe on Shabbos Shira one could throw crumbs to the birds, because person's intent is not to feed the birds, his intent is just to fulfill the minig, and that's why he says perhaps it's mutter. Continues the Gemara. Shimon Gemilayma, Loikal Bibrim Shavrim, not all enclosures are the same. Zerklal. Rather, this is the rule. Kol Hamachusar Tzeda, when trapping still required, Osir, that's prohibited. B'she'en Hamachusar Tzeda, but if it doesn't require any more trapping, then the halacha is that it's mutter, it's permitted. The Mefarshim, as we will see in the Gemara also, discuss, is Rav Shimon ben Elazar arguing on the Tanna Kamma, or is Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon Gamliel, just explaining the Tanna Kamma? As we'll see in the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel is just explaining the Tanna Kamma's Shita. Another question asked, is Rav Shimon Gamliel only discussing animals and birds, and saying that from the Tanna Kamma it seems that all animals and birds, it depends, and now Shimon Gamliel comes to qualify, it depends what the enclosure is, or is Shimon Gamliel also speaking about fish, and then perhaps under certain circumstances Shimon Gamliel would even be lenient by fish? It's machlokes rishonim how to understand Shimon Gamliel's position vis-a-vis fish. Farshim point out that the Mishnah uses the word osur, not the usual word chayif, because the halach is that on yontif, if one does a malach of a shayig, he is not chayiv any punishment. So Rav Shimon Gamliel was speaking about somebody who did the malacha b'shayig, therefore we can't use the word chayiv, we rather use the word osur. Ask the Gemara for a minute, we're going to ask a contradiction between our Mishnah and the following braisa. It says in a braisa, Bibrim shal chayiv v'shal oifis ein sod memem yontif. We're now allowed to capture animals or birds from these enclosures in Yontif. They nice and of name is on us. We're now allowed to feed them. Ask the Gemara, Kasha Chaya Chaya. In our Mishnah it says that we are allowed to take a Chaya from a Bieber. Here in the Brights it says we're now allowed to. Kasha Oifus Oifus. In our Mishnah it says we are allowed to take a bird from the Bieber. It says you're not allowed to. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Chaya Chaya Le Kasha. The question between the Chayas can be resolved. Harab Yehuda, Harabonon. The Brice is following the Shita of Yehuda. Our Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbonon. That's not because we learned in the Mishnah, Masech the Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer had sought Sipra Lamigdal. If one traps a bird into a closet, Utsvi Labayas, or captures a deer into the house, Chayiv, that's when he's considered that he trapped these animals. Is Medayik to Gemara, Labayas Ud Machayiv. When is an animal considered trapped? Only when it's in the house. Avla bibrim, but if it's trapped into this bieber, loy, it's not considered trapped. The chacham disagree. They hold sipa l'migdol. A bird is only considered trapped when it's in the closet. However, it's svi legino lechatz lebibrim. A deer is considered trapped when it was driven into a garden or to a courtyard or to a biber. So our Mishnah that says that when the chaya is in the biber, it's already considered trapped, and one may remove it from there, is going according to the Chachamim. The Braisa that says that you may not is going according to Yehuda. And as Mefarshim point out, why does the Chachamim have to repeat the din of Tzipor L'Migdol if there's no disagreement between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda regarding the Tzipor? Saying the Mefarshim, we would think that the Rabbanim are always one degree more lenient than Rabbi Yehuda. And just like they hold, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that a deer is not considered trapped until you brought it into the house, they're one degree more lenient, and they say, Chatzar, Biber, it's a Gina, they're already considered trapped. So perhaps they would also be one degree more lenient by a bird. Where Rabbi Yehuda would say it's only considered trapped when it's in the closet, and they perhaps will hold it's considered trapped even when it's in the house. Tells us the Mishnah explicitly that regarding birds, there is no machloikis. And everybody will agree that a bird is only considered trapped when it's in the closet. And therefore, as the Gemara, oifas, oifas kasha, from our Mishnah it seems that once the bird is in the biber, it's considered trapped. And from the Braisa, it's only when it's in the closet. It's not when it's in the biber, it's not considered trapped. Answers the Gemara, v'chitei mahar nami lo kasha. The way we'll explain the Mishnah, the Braisa, as Hava Biba Makura, we'll say that our Mishnah is referring to a roofed enclosure. Hava Biba Sheina Makura. The Braisa is referring to a Biba that's not in, that doesn't have a roof. Ask the Gemara, for bias, every house is the Biba Makura dummy. A house, by definition, has a roof. And yet, we just finished explaining that Beilah Yehuda, Beilah Rabbanam, Tzipor L'Migdol in, that a bird is only considered entrapped when it's in the closet, labayis loy, but in a house which has a roof, it's not considered entrapped. So even if we're going to explain that our Mishnah is referring to an enclosed area, we still have the kasha that it has a roof. From here we see that that's not enough to consider a bird trapped. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Barav Huna, Hocha B'tzoyt B'dror Eskinen. The Mishnah Masech the Shabbos is referring to a bird, to a tzip b'dror, Shainim Kabbalas Mars, which is not easily controlled. The Tanaberi Shmo, Lama Nikra Shmo Tzipa Dror, why does it have this name Tzipa Dror? Shador Babayas Kabasada, because it lives freely as in a house as it does in a field. So that's why Rabbi Hud and Rabbanan hold that such a bird is not considered entrapped until it's in the closet, because otherwise it's too wild to be considered caught. Our Mishnah, however, is referring to a regular bird that as soon as it's an enclosed area, it's considered entrapped. And the Mepharshim can point out, there's always a question, what in the Mepharshim, what is a tzipa dror? Does a tzipa dror refer to a specific species of bird? Or is tzipa dror a description of a bird that's wild? So as far as we're saying, from here we see that a tzipa dror doesn't refer to any specific species. Because many of the Mepharshim that say that tzipa dror is a specific species say it's a non-kosher species. Now by definition, our Gemara cannot be talking about a non-kosher species. Because we're saying that we're allowed to take this bird in order to eat it on Yom Tov, if it's considered trapped. If it's not kosher, how can we take it to eat? So it must be that tzipa dror is not speaking about a specific species, it's rather referring to a description that this bird is wild and is not controllable. Says the Gemara, Hashtadosus Lahachi, now that we've given this answer, that we're talking about different types of birds, Chaya Chaya Namalai Kasha. The question that we began this year with, that we ask the question between the stira, the contradiction between our Mishnah and Braisa regarding the Chaya, we could explain our Mishnah speaking about a small enclosure, so there the animal is considered already entrapped, and therefore one may take it and one may feed it. It's talking a large entrapment, the Braisa is talking about a large area where even though the animal is enclosed, it's not considered trapped, and that's why one may not take it on Yontif. Ask the Shaila, the Sefer Simchas Yontif. Actually, the Gemara, when it asked the Shaila that began this sugya, could have asked two questions. The Gemara asked a question about, we have a contradiction about the capturing of an animal from a beaver. We had a contradiction regarding a bird from a beaver. But actually, there's another stira, points out the Simchas Yontif. Because the Braisa said that you're not allowed to feed the Chaya and Oif, ain't noisnin with name is Oinus. And our Mishnah said that the Chaya and Oif may be captured. So Tosis, according to Tosis, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, feeding the animal or the bird is directly related to when it is usher or mutter to capture that bird or animal. Because Tosis explained that why may we not feed an animal or a bird? Because we may come to capture it. So now, the answer the Gemara gives regarding capturing is the exact same answer that we could give regarding feeding. Because according to Tosis, these two concepts travel together. When there's no problem with tzedah, there's no problem with feeding. And when there's a problem with tzedah, there's an issue of feeding. But according to Rashi, as we explained in the Mishnah, that the issue is tircha, so we have a stira. In our Mishnah it says that tircha, that you're allowed to feed these animals and birds that are caught, and the Brice it says you're not allowed to feed them. How will we reconcile that contradiction? Says the Simchas Yontif, the Rashi will have to explain that the machlokes between the Mishnah and Brice regarding feeding chayis and oifis reflects the machlokes that we learned in the last perek between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that when the Torah says lochem, that we're allowed to do oichel nefesh on yontif, are we also allowed to prepare food for a behemoth? Rabbi Kiva holds we may. Rabbi Yosef Aglili said lochem v'loy leklovim. Says the Simchas Yontif. Rabbi Kiva, Rashi will hold that our Mishnah that says one may feed animals reflects the shita of Rabbi Kiva. The Braisa that says one may not even feed an animal that's caught reflects the shita of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Ask the Mefarshim another question. This teretz that the Gemara gave, Haba Biba Godel, Haba Biba Cotton, this is a large place. Our Mishnah is talking about a small enclosure. The Braisa is talking about a large enclosure. That teretz the Gemara could have given right away. Why did the Gemara say the hashda the osis lahachi? Only after we established that the difference between the birds, that Amish is not talking about a tzipa dror, and the Brice is talking about a tzipa dror, now the Gemara gives this, says hashda the osis lahachi. And without that teretz, why is this teretz not an adequate teretz? So Mefarshim explain very beautifully. They say the Gemara and the Havmina thought that if an animal is in an enclosure, it's considered caught. And therefore we have a stira between our Mishnah, which says it's considered caught, and the Braisa says that's not considered caught. And therefore the Gemara had no choice but to say that's really based on a machlokes tanoim of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. But now that we see that we have to look at a lot of factors to determine if something is considered caught or not. And just because it's in an enclosure doesn't mean it's caught. What's the proof? A tzipa dror. A tzipa dror, even when it's in an enclosure, even when it's in a house, it's not considered caught until it's in the closet. So something could be in an enclosure and not be considered caught. So we answer that the Mishnah is talking about a small area, and that's why the Chayiv Oif is considered caught. The Braisa is talking about a larger area, and that's why it's not considered caught. Ask the Gemara, Heichi Dami Biba Kotten, Heichi Dami Biba Godel. What is considered a small area? What is considered a big area? Amar Vashi, Kolecha Durat Abasra Mata Lebechat Silchia. Anywhere where you chase the animal and you reach it with a single lunge, Biba Kotten, that's considered a Biba Kotten. Idach, anything larger than that is a Biba Godel. Inami, Kolecha Oksi, wherever there are many corners in which the animal can escape, Biva Kodl, that's considered a large enclosure. Vidach, anywhere else, is considered a Biva Kodl. Inami, Kalech, the Nord, Tula, the Kaste, Hadadi, wherever the shadow of the walls reach one another, biba cotton is considered biba cotton. Vidach, anything else is considered biba gadol. And as the Rishonim point out, all three of these shiurim are really one. The Mefashim discussed this last shiur about the shadow of the walls reaching each other, and they explained, there are two ways of explaining it. Either that the wall, the shadow of one wall, reaches all the way to the other side, or another way of explaining, given by the Rishonim, is in the morning we know the sun goes from east, in the evening it goes from the west, that the shadow created in the morning reaches a certain point in the field, and the shadow created in the afternoon reaches a certain point in the field, and they both reach the exact same point in the morning and the afternoon. That's considered a biva katan. Tosfos asks, isn't this a function of the height of the wall? So how could the Gemara just say it matters if they meet, it shouldn't depend on the height of the wall? So Tosfos says that in those times all the walls were made of the same height, and therefore it was a standard shadow because all the walls were the same height. Not all bibrim have the same din, depends on the size. That's the halacha. So Abaye says halacha. By saying that the halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel, what are we indicating? Mechlal de pligi, that there's a machloikis between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Tanna Kamma, and we're passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But the way we just finished explaining the Gemara, asked the Gemara, even the Tanna Kamma is agreeing that we have to qualify and look at the Bieber, and like we explained that our Mishnah is only speaking about a Bieber cotton. So there's no machlokes. So what are you saying? Halakha of Shimon Gamliel. So he says, fine. So there is no machlokes. Shimon Gamliel and Tanna Kamma agree. So what's the difference that I said halakha of Shimon Gamliel? Omle, so Abaye said to him, Gemara, Gemara, Zemurta Tahei, is learning just a song? When you learn and you speak Divrei Torah, you have to be precise. And you're saying halakha of Shimon Gamliel that could lead someone to believe that there's a machlokes, when really, as we explain now, there is no machlokes. We have to be precise and not speak that way. So we learned that the Mishnah Zakhlak Kol Mechusat Seda, anything, as Shimon Gamliel says, that requires the trapping is prohibited to be taken on Yom Tov. Hey, Chidam Mechusat Seda. What does that mean? Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Kol Sha'amr Havei Mitzudah Mitzudana. Any animal which one needs to say, bring a trap so we can trap this animal, that's considered Mechusat Seda. So Rashi says that this shear of Kol Sha'amr Havei Mitzudah Mitzudana was really the same shear that we just spoke about a moment ago. The Gemara gave different measurements of what's a biba cotton and a biba cotton. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that those shiurim that we mentioned earlier were shiurim regarding an animal, and this shiur of Havei Mitzudah V'Nitzadena is regarding a bird. There's a very interesting Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha points out that the Rambam, when he quotes this din about when you are allowed to catch an animal, bird, and when you're not allowed to, in Hilchos Shabbos, quotes the Gemara that we mentioned before, if you can't get it in one lunge, or if the or the distance between the walls. And Hilchos Yom Tov, when the Rambam quotes it, he says the Shev Haveit Mitzudah V'Nitzadena. Ask them, Bracha, why does the Rambam use a different shear in Hilchos Yom Tov than he does in Hilchos Shabbos? So he explains, as we said at the beginning of our shear. According to the Rambam, the issue on trapping an animal, bird, on Yom Tov is an issue of muksa. So therefore holds the Rambam, if it doesn't require a trap to be caught, it's not muksa. A person feels that he can get it, so he wasn't maksit midatoy. That's why in Hilchos Yom Tov, the Rambam uses the shear of Havei Mitzudah V'Nitzudena. However, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not an issue of muksa. It's an issue of tzeda. Of did one do the malach of tzeda? Did one not do the malach of tzeda? That's why the Rambam uses the shear of matters on the size. Is it tzeda here or not? Amrav Yosef, Amrav Yehuda Mishmul. Kol Shavim, Tzudav Netzadena. Amla Abaya, asks Abaya, V'avzim etan goylim, geese and chickens, Shomer Havei Mitzudav Netzadena. that have to be caught with a trap. Petanya, and yet we learned, had sought avs metana goylos for yonah desoys. The one captures geese or chicken or these different types of pigeons, potter. I, according to the way we just finished explaining, when you need to bring a trap, there's an isit seda. Omer rabba barafuna omer shmul. Here we're talking about geese and chicken that come to the chicken coop every evening, and since they come to the chicken coop every evening, they could be trapped when they arrive there at night, and that's why they're already considered trapped. As the lolo, but the other fowl, which Rabbi Yosef said is osir, are talking about ain clue of erevin. They don't come to their chicken coop at night. Ask the Gemara for Yoyne Shavuot for Yoyne Aliyah, doves of the nest that we discussed a lot in the previous parakim, that are birds that are born in the Kluvim Erev, that come to their coop in the evening. Yet Vatanya had saw Yoyne Shavuot for Yoyne Aliyah, if somebody captures these doves, which a poem shekinu betfichim bebiris, or somebody catches birds that are in the jars that are placed in the walls of mansions, chayovim. Aye, they come to the nest at night, and now we said that anything that comes to the nest at night, there is no iset seido. Elam Rav Barafuna Mishmul. Halol Abon L'Kulun L'Erf. The geese and chicken return to the coop in the evening, and in addition, Mezoinoisen Alecha. The sustenance, they depend on sustenance on their owners. So Rashi says, since they depend on us for their sustenance, they're considered steadily in our dominion. Davni Nezer says that since they need us for sustenance, we're certain they're going to come every evening, and since we're certain they're going to come every evening, they're considered captured. If they don't need us for sustenance, it's not for sure that they're going to come to their chicken coop, to their coop in the evening. Halalu, the doves, born the clue of Erev, though they do come to their coops in the evening, they're not dependent on us for sustenance, and therefore they're not considered trapped. Rav Meir gives a different difference between chicken and geese versus doves. Hani avidil rabuyi, these tend to slip away when you try to catch them, the doves. Hani lo avidil rabuyi, geese and chickens do not slip away when we try to catch them. Ask the Gemara, kula nami avidil rabuyi. All fowl, geese and chickens also by definition try to slip away. And says the Gemara, what Rambari means is l'kluvim kamrian David l'rabuye, that when they come to the chicken coop, doves tend to slip away even when they're in their coop. Chicken and geese, when they're going to the coop, don't tend to slip away. And the Chemed Moshe says, what is the nafkamina between these two approaches? The difference is, if you have a goose or chicken that tries to slip away, so according to the first explanation of Rabbi Barafuna, it still returns every night to its coop, it still depends on us for sustenance, and therefore there's no issue of trapping. However, according to Rameri, it depends if it slips away or not. If this is a bird that slips away, then there's no issue. According to another way is, what's going to be the halacha of a dove? Of a dove was trained not to slip away. According to Rameri, if it doesn't slip away, it's considered trapped. According to Rabbi Funa, it depends on us for sustenance. And if this dove, even though it doesn't slip away, doesn't depend on us for sustenance, it's also to catch it. Says the Mishnah, Mitzudas Chai V'Oy for dogim, traps for animals, fowl, fish. Shasmer of Yontif, if they were set up before Yontif, Layitimem Yontif, one can't take these animals from them in Yontif. Elm can Yudesh and Tsodimer of Yontif, unless he knows that they were trapped before Yontif. Otherwise, they might have not been trapped before Yontif, and therefore they would be considered Muksa, since they weren't available to us before Yontif. Says the Mishnah, Maitzah ben Nachri Echod, there was a story with a guy, Shei Vidagim Lerav Gamliel, that bought fish to Gamliel on Yontif. I refuse to take these fish from him. And like Rashi says, because Gamliel said he's my enemy. And the Farshim asked, why did Rashi have to say that he's my enemy? Why couldn't Rashi say, that a person shouldn't take gifts. So Mefarshim say, the rule of Sinai Matanas Yichya is only one Jew from another. Here was a guy. So Gamliel wasn't refusing to take it because of Sinai Matanas Yichya. Rather, the reason he was refusing to take it was because Sinai, he's my enemy. Ask the Gemara, my solicitor, the story that we're quoting for Gamliel contradicts what we just learned. Because the Mishnah said that we don't know if it was caught on Yom Tov. It's also to be eaten. If it was caught before Yom Tov, it's also to be eaten. And Gamliel says it's mutter. Says the Gemara, Chasurim Echzavachetan, Sofik Mukhan Osir, the Tanakhama holds that if it's not for sure, that if it was prepared, if it was available before Yom Tov, it's prohibited. For Gamliel Matar, Gamliel holds it's mutter. And there in fact was a story where a guy brought from Gamliel, shaved dog and Gamliel, that brought fish for Gamliel on Yom Tov. Vamar and Gamliel, according to his sheet, is fed mutarmhein, that really these fish are permitted to be eaten. El sheinu tzayin lekabel, man, I don't want to take these fish. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, ain aloch Gamliel. The aloch is not like Gamliel. And like Mefarshim point out, why does he have to so stress that the aloch is not like Gamliel? Because here we have that we see that Gamliel not only said his shita in the Beis Medrash, he even said it by a maisa, by halacha lemaisa. So perhaps that should be a proof that we maybe should follow Gamliel. That's what the Gemara says. Ain't halacha Gamliel. The halacha is not like Gamliel. The first mask, according to the Tanakhama, sofik muchen. If it's a sofik, if it was muksa or not, it's asur. The shaila is muksa is a derabbanan, and we have a halacha throughout Shas. Sofik derabbanan lekula. So why are we being machmer? So Mefarshim say, as we said earlier in the Masechta, Tosfos Yeshanim says that even though muksa is a concept midrabbanim, it's a higher level drabbanim, and it has a din like daraisa. And this is one of the other applications of that concept, that a sofik muksa is also. Another explanation given is because muksa is a davar shesh lematirim. Why should I eat it? If I don't know if it's muksa, I'll eat it after yontif when there is no issue. Ikka de masan lo. Others have a different version of this. I heard the Tanya sofik muchen, when we have a shayla by something which is sofik if it's muksa or not. Rav Gamliel matter. Rav Yeshua oiser. Gamliel holds it's mutter. Rav Yeshua holds it's oser. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul halach Rav Yeshua. The halach like Rav Yeshua. And like Rashi explains, in the previous gemara we couldn't say halach Rav Yeshua because we didn't know who is the mandama that holds it's mutter. Only now that we learned that who is the mandam that holds that Sofet Muksa is Asr Yeshua, that's why we say Halach Rav Yeshua. Ikad Masala, others say this regarding a Ahad Tanya. Shech Demir Anigrim B'Yontif. On Yontif, we could shech the animal that's taken from an enclosure. Rashi explains that these enclosures were called Nigrim because they had ditches in where the water, where the animal, with water from where the animals could drink. Avloy Min Arishtas Min Amechmaris. But not from nets or traps. If somebody found a net dislodged before Yontif, that's a proof that these animals were caught before Yontif. Because the way it worked was they put out a long trap and the animal would fall in and the whole trap would become dislodged. But we find them dislodged in Yontif, it's a proof that they were caught on Yontif. Ask the Gemara Haguf Akasha, isn't this brisa self-contradictory? Amarit, Bar Motzim Kukom Erev Yontif, if you find them dislodged from Erev Yontif, Sabir Yiduish Merev Yontif Nitzaydu, so you know that they were caught from before Yontif, and that's why Tamar the Bar Motzim Kukom, only because I know for sure that they were dislodged from before Yontif. Hasveka, if I have a Shaila, also, we have to be Machmer. Aim a Seifa, but let's learn the second part of the brisa. If we find them dislodged in Yontif, that's when we're machmer because we say they were trapped on Yontif. Because they see they were only trapped on Yontif. If we don't know, and perhaps they were already dislodged from Erev Yontif, so don't we have a contradiction here? Answer the Gemara Hachakam. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Bar Mitzvah Mekakal Merv Yontif. Only fish, if I know for sure that they were dislodged before Yontif. But you do wish from Erev Yontif Nitzaydu. Because now I have a clear indication that these animals were caught from before Yontif. That's why Mutarim they may be eaten on Yontif. Horse Seika. If we have any doubt, not the commission of Tzoy de B'yontif, they have the standards as if they were caught on Yontif, and they're mux in their surim. And of that, Amr Rabbi Yudam Rishmul, Halakh of Shimon Alazam. So the Chassam Sofer points out, now we can understand something, a terminology in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it said, Chaya v'oif. One Chaya, one oif. By Dogim it said, Lashon Rabbim, many fish. So the question is, why here do we use a Lashon Yakid, and here does the Mishnah use a Lashon Rabbim? So says the Chassam Sofer. Says the Chassam Sofer. If the animal, by an animal, if there's more than one animal in the field where we lay the trap, or there's more than one bird, so even if the trap was certainly dislodged from Erev Yontif, why aren't we concerned that the animal that we have on Yontif is not the animal that was caught from before Yontif, it was maybe the other animal? So must be, says the Chassam Sofer, there's only one animal in that field. So if the trap was dislodged before Yontif, meaning something was caught before Yontif, it only could be this animal. There was no other animal in this field. However, fish, says the Chassam Sofer, and we'll see it in the Gemara later, in the Perek, travel together in a pool. So since they travel together in a pool, therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, it's very gishmak. You don't need one fish to be caught. Many fish together are the same as one fish, because the fish always swim together in one school. So our Mishnah says, that Rav Gamliel held that when we have a suffix, was this fish or an animal caught before Yontif, it's mutter, as we learned before, Rav Gamliel holds, suffix is mutter. Matarm l'may, for what may they be used? Rav amma matarm l'kabel. Rav says we may use them. V'leiv amma matarm, we may accept them. We could hold them. V'leiv amma matarm b'achila. They may even be eaten. So Mepharshim explain, what's the machloikis? If it's muksa, it should be asr. If it's not muksa, it should be mutter. So I saw the Mepharshim explain, based on what we explained earlier, that we explain why is Safek Muksa Asr. So we said two reasons. One is because it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Another reason is because Muksa is very Chomer. So explains the Pnei Yeshua. If the reason is that it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, so we always explain why the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin more stringent, because Acha Tachlena Be'Isser Tachlena Be'Heter. So that's why Levi said don't eat it. Don't eat it, because why eat it on Yontif when we have a Shaila? You can only eat a fish once, so eat it after Yontif when you have no Shaila. But regarding holding it, I can hold the fish on Yontif, and I can hold the fish after Yontif. I can hold the fish many times. That's why Rav will hold that Mutarim L'Kabel, that I can at least touch it, because if not, it's a problem of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin does not solve that problem. Amar Rav, Lo'olam Yimla Ad Atzmon Beis Medrash Afilu Shachas. A person should never miss being in the Beis Medrash even 1 hour. The Nova Levi have been coming to Rebbe. Both I and Levi were in front of Rebbe. Kamal Hashmatz when he taught us this Gemara. Brought to Amar Mitar Bachila. In the evening he said they may be eaten. Mitzaf Amar Mitar Kabel. In the morning they could say, so they only can be handled, they can't be eaten. And not the Havi Be'Midrash, I was in Beis Medrash. Hadabay, I retracted because I heard Rebbe's retraction. Levi, the Lahav Be'Midrash, Levi who was in the Beis Medrash, Lahadabay did not retract, and this because he was in the Beis Medrash. In fact, the Paiskim say, based on this, that's why one is allowed to eat in a Beis Medrash, because we see from here that a person should never miss being in the Beis Medrash, so therefore we have to eat in the Beis Medrash. Don't miss a moment being in the Beis Medrash. I saw another pshat from the Ben Yoyada. The Gemara says, Masechta Brachos, Chassidim Rishonim Yishon Shoachas Kaidma Tefila V'Shon Shoachas Achat Tefila. They would contemplate an hour before davening, an hour after davening. Says the Gemara, Loilam al yimna adam atzim beisamidrash filas shoachas. Even that shaw, what's the language shoachas? Even that shaw that a person is meditating before davening, after davening, where should he do that meditation? The beisamidrash. Loilam al yimna adam atzim beisamidrash. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says that sometimes a person is learning, and he's learning by himself. So what's the difference if he's learning at home or he's learning the Beis Medrash? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that's what our Gemara is teaching us. A person should always be in the Beis Medrash, even if he's learning by himself, because since in the Beis Medrash there are many people, there's a siyat d'shmaya of the rabbim, of the whole tzibur, and the person should always learn in the Beis Medrash. Meisvei asked the Gemara Levi from the following braisa. If a guy brought a gift to a Jew on Yontif, a few dogim hamufalamim, even moist fish, or peris bnei yamim, fruits that were picked that day, mutarim, they are permitted. Says the Gemara, Bishlol mandam mutarim lekabo, according to mandam that says the Rav who held that Gamaliel holds that you're allowed to handle something which is sofik muksa. So the Gemara is learning, just like you're allowed to handle something which is sofik muksa, you're also allowed to handle something that a guy brought on Yontif. Shapur, we could understand this psak. Elamandam mitarim bechila, but according to Levi, who says the Gamaliel holds you're even allowed to eat it, peiros bnei yomim, fruits, fish that were caught that day, can anybody hold mishar bechila? Says the Gemara, and your havamina, says the Gemara, now is difficult to understand. Lutameich, if we're talking about something that was certainly caught or cut that day, bnei yomim, peiros bnei yomim mishar b'totel, even Gamaliel, who's makel on a sofik muksa, will not be makel on vadi muksa. Ella, what must we say? That's talking about bakavri adimi, it's talking about fish that are red, or peiri the kafshi b'yarka skin, and fruits that are wrapped in greens, that they're really not that day. They're here from the day before, and since they're here from the day before, they're not muksa. So my karli bnei yomim. So why were they called picked that day? She'enkim bnei yomim. They appear as they've been picked that day. And like Yerushalayim explained, we would think that perhaps because of maris ayin, we should not be allowed to eat these fruit because they look like they were just caught that day, or they were just cut that day. That's why the Braisa tells us the mutarim. This has nothing to do with the issue about sofik muksa, something that might have been caught in Yontif, or something that was definitely caught on Yontif. That is not the subject of this Braisa.